The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Debbie Monterey, I'm Tom Ackerman. Total Information AM on KMOX at 907. BioSTL and Washington University are partnering this week, bringing global leaders in health innovation to town. We welcome back to KMOX the president and CEO of BioSTL, Don Rubin. Always great to hear from you, Don. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Debbie. It's a great morning. A beautiful day in St. Louis for all of our guests from all over the world.
That's exactly right. We're going to tell them it's like this every single day.
All the time.
365, baby. Who is being brought together in this summit, Don?
Yeah, thanks for asking and having me on. You know, this is a big day. It's we for two decades at BioSTL have been building the innovation economy here. And for the last 10 years, we have been reaching out around the globe to bring some of the very best innovators to St. Louis to partner with our health systems, our corporations, our institutions. We do that in healthcare and medicine, and we do it in agriculture and food, two of the great strengths in St. Louis. And today is the centerpiece of our healthcare work around the globe. It's our eighth annual Global STL Health Innovation Summit, where we bring together our St. Louis and Midwest health systems and corporations like the BJCs and Mercy's and SSM's and Centene and Express Scripts and Ascension. And we actually have 15 major healthcare players from St. Louis and from around the Midwest who will be taking meetings with and partnering with 20 of the top innovators from around the world and around the United States who are coming to St. Louis because of the strengths we have here and for the opportunities for them to get business and to have impact. And so it's a unique partnering kind of an event. And we have companies today from Israel, Netherlands, Scotland, Japan, Sweden, and around the U.S. all coming here because of what's special in St. Louis.
That's fantastic. When you talk about health innovation, Don, are we talking about breakthroughs in medicine or in ways that medicine is delivered to people?
Very good question. Really, the focus of our international work is more around healthcare delivery than it is around the medicine itself. So, for example, a company that came to one of our summits just 3 or 4 years ago was a Swedish company that had a technology that allows people with asthma to be monitored and stay healthy at home rather than having to rush to the hospital or the ER. And this has been tremendously important for our rural partners around Missouri as well as urban populations. There are 50,000 kids in Missouri on Medicaid that have asthma. And we are doing a pilot now using the Swedish company that allows people to measure their asthma. It's a digital spirometer that measures asthma and connects to your iPhone, to your smartphone, and connects you to physicians and nurses if needed. It measures constantly your health, and it keeps people healthy. And we're enrolling patients around the state right now. We've already seen it transforming the lives of young people. There was an amazing article in the Jefferson City newspaper last week about a young 14-year-old whose life has been transformed by being able to stay at home and be healthy. So it's not about medicine, but it's about how do we deliver medicine and keep people at home, keep people out of the hospital. That's a good example of the impact that we can have from one that came 3 years ago. And now we have 20 more that it's hard to know which ones will click, which ones will develop partnerships. But we have startups that are dealing with, they have an app that deals with addiction recovery. We have a technology, I met the innovator last night, who is managing gastrointestinal conditions at home and keeping people out of the hospital. And just to give you an example how AI, artificial intelligence, has become an important part of all of these technologies, really. There's a company from Glasgow, Scotland. I was in Glasgow a year ago, and we met a bunch of really great innovators there. And one of the best ones is here today in St. Louis that uses AI to make sure that people are taking pharmaceuticals that actually help them, that match with the person. There are so many of us take drugs that might work for some people, but not for us. And using AI to look at huge amounts of data to figure out, you know, I used the example last night. If you eat a lot of broccoli, maybe this drug won't work for you, but it might work for me. So looking at all kinds of demographic information, trying to make sure that the drugs match the people to increase the outcomes and the health, to increase safety, reduce side effects, reduce cost. These are the kinds of technologies that these innovators are working on and using the latest in computer science and AI to be able to make us all healthier. And we want to make sure that we in St. Louis have access to those very best innovations, because we have found that global innovation gravitates to the East Coast and the West Coast. And here in Middle America, we have to be deliberate and proactive and strategic to go out and bring those great innovations here to St. Louis so that we can have impact here in our own community.
And finally, Don, and this is Don Rubin, President and CEO of BioSTL. This is called the Global STL Health Innovation Summit, as BioSTL is partnering with Washington University. I want to thank you because it looks like you have stepped aside to talk to us because you're already underway. You have a panel going right now. You just had a breakfast. You mentioned the reception last night in the Cortex Innovation District. Busy day that's going to extend tomorrow through lunch, I see?
That's right. Yeah, we have tomorrow. The entire morning is devoted actually to artificial intelligence and how it's so overly hyped. How do healthcare providers navigate the hype and figure out what's real so that we in St. Louis can make the most out of artificial intelligence and keeping our populations healthy?
I love some of the things on your shopping list that you have here. Enabling seniors to age at home and transforming caregiving. That's one that's particularly important to me at this time in my life.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. And reaching and managing the unreachable, which I'm sure is also a challenge for folks. Has this gotten to be, since you're mentioning all these people from all over the world who are coming here, has this gotten to be something that people are now inquiring to you about, like, hey, what's coming up, you know, next year
absolutely.
For the summit?
Oh, absolutely, Debbie. You know, the first year we did this was 2017, and we had to go out and twist arms and beg people to come to St. Louis. But the success that these innovators have had now, the track record over the last seven, and this is the eighth annual meeting, over the last seven, the success that these innovators have had in developing customers and partnerships and revenue here in St. Louis through our team has spread, and now innovators are competing with each other. We have probably 200 or 300 applications for the 20 slots that we are able to invite. So that's why I say we have really among the very best innovators coming to St. Louis to make a difference.
This is Don Rubin. One last thing is, you know, I saw all of your partners. I think it probably doesn't get talked about enough that when you talk about the St. Louis and our region, when it comes to healthcare, medical services, all of our centers, we have to rate up among the best in the country. If you're coming to get healthcare, St. Louis is the place. We're very fortunate.
Oh, that's right. You know, we have really, the story blows people away, including in St. Louis. People do not have an idea of when we aggregate all of our healthcare players in St. Louis by revenue. We rank second in the United States. We outshine Chicago and Cleveland and Boston and Philadelphia, places that people, including people overseas, assume are the real powerhouses. When we put that story together, and when we bring those players in St. Louis out of their silos so that they come together as a community of innovators, we really are a powerhouse and a magnet for global innovators.
That I did not know that. Repeat that beginning of the factoid. When you combine all of our health partners?
So when we combine all of our health systems and our big companies like Centene and Ascension and Express Scripts, and we look at all the revenue of those, we are more than double what there is in Chicago.
Wow.
It's really tremendous. And that is what attracts innovators to come to St. Louis, and we need to tell that story better. We go out to the world and we tell that story about St. Louis. We have some amazing stories in St. Louis. We need to tell them better.
I agree. We're in a really good place, that's for sure. Don Rubin, thank you for everything, President and CEO of BioSTL. Have a great couple of days with all of your partners in the Global STL Health Innovation Summit.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. You guys have a great day, too.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.